This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, what make us separate from those who disbelieve? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ الْبِغَيْبِ Those who believe in the hereafter. One thing that we all have in common tonight is that we bear witness that everybody is going to die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul shall taste of death. 139 million people a year will die on this planet. Every 2 seconds, 9 babies are born and 3 people die. And brothers and sisters, every moment you live, you are that closer to the grave. The currency of the hereafter. What would it be after we die? I would like to focus today's talk on basically 2 hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be the basis of my discussion, the currency of the hereafter. When you look at this money that we have, this dollar bill has no intrinsic value of its own. This by itself can't help you. You can't eat it. It has no real value except that we give it a value. And we exchange this money for something of real value. We give somebody a dollar and we get bread. Bread to eat to sustain our life. Bread has value because it can give us life. A dollar bill has no real value except in our minds we accept it as a value. I have here, what is this? Can you tell? What is it? A Canadian dollar. You want it? You have it. Who would trade me, my 10 Canadian dollar for your 10 US dollar? Anyone? Do I have any such people in the audience tonight? This money, if you go to the store in Miami, buy bread with this, they won't accept it. They won't accept it because it's not the right currency. If you go to Canada and use this money, it's good. And you can buy goods because it's the right currency. So every country you go in, they have their own currency. And in order for you to use this, you have to stop in the exchange, the money exchange, and say, look, I like to exchange this so that I can have some currency in this country so that I can buy the things that I need. Fair? This has no value to a bird. This has no value to an insect, to an animal. Water has value. Air has real value. But I want you to see tonight, brothers and sisters, that this has no real value. Sometimes the money devalues. And you can't buy what you used to buy with these things. It fluctuates, it changes. And every kind of life has its own things of value. A fish, an insect, an animal, a plant, all of them have different forms of value. And the same way, animals, countries, insects, and plants have their own value, so does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its value. And so tonight, we want to talk about, I think, one of the most important topics, and that is the currency of the hereafter.